I want to kind of get a sense to know how long this market has been going on.
Yeah. So Eco Market has been going on for, this is the third year, but I had in the past hosted eco events at Mooney's Bay, but they weren't called eco markets. They're just like Earth Day at Mooney's Bay. So I have personally been doing these Earth Day related events for roughly 6 years now.
As like the organizer, or do you yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and then what kind of what can visitors expect this year?
This year, they can expect so many things in terms of the vast breadth of different businesses. So there's eco landscapers, eco makers, zero waste grocery store, Ottawa Tool Library. Like, there's a lot of different types of organizations that are pursuing circular economy, recycling, upcycling, or even just environmental initiatives. So it's really diverse.
Yeah, I saw that there were like so many different vendors that are lined up this year. So people who are into like ethically, environmentally friendly like soaps or textiles. There's just so much to look forward to. But I also kind of want to take it back because I know that you're the founder of Reform, which is, if I'm correct, the only known recycling design firm in Ottawa. Can you talk to me about like where you were when you realized that there was a need for this?
Yeah, so I realized this actually when I was working in the retail industry. This was like right out of graduating from university. I was like a merchandiser, but also a graphic designer. And at this retail store, they would just like throw out their displays all the time. Like if it was like outdated or last season, they would just throw them out. And I kind of realized that there could be an opportunity there. I love crafting. So I'm a graduate from industrial design at Carleton. So I like love hands-on types of building. So I wanted to take the old displays away, and I also am passionate about the environment, so I wanted to find a new life for these displays. And then I did, and I just kind of realized, wow, there's so much opportunity citywide. So many retailers like always throwing out displays. Also like museum exhibits, when their exhibits are retired, like they all get thrown out. Like so much material that ends up in the landfill, and I just wanted to seize the opportunity and find a way to have it not go to landfill.
Yeah, right. And these materials are all so unique. So, like museum displays and retail exhibits. Can you kind of like walk us through the journey of when you get these materials? Like what happens to them?
Yeah. So let's say, for example, a construction company is like, oh, we're renovating a home here in Ottawa. They'll call us up and they'll say, okay, so we're taking out hardwood flooring out of this home. Will you come pick it up? So we do offer pickup services. So when people are reaching out to us and say, we don't have the availability of a vehicle to bring it to you, so we will go pick it up and then we bring back the materials. So in this scenario, we would bring back the flooring and then kind of have it in our storage facility until a project comes up, which typically is like anywhere between like one, even just like a couple of days to like a couple of months. A project will come up and then we'll incorporate that material in the project. So we would end up stripping the finishes, stripping any kind of coatings on that material, and then incorporate it into new items, which is typically exhibitions, trade show booths, signage, furniture, a lot of different types of things for other businesses.
Gotcha. I imagine you work with some pretty unique materials in that sense. Do you have, off the top of your head, like some of the most shocking or surprising or unique materials that you've worked with?
That is a great question. Yes, actually, it's funny because literally like 20 minutes ago, I was in our material room, kind of like sifting through things because we are having like a garage sale style thing at the eco market where we're getting rid of these really cool materials. And some of them are like old displays from another retail company, but they have like really cool metallic finishes, or they're shaped like diamonds, or like, you can imagine, just picture walking through a shopping mall and seeing like very interesting window displays in stores. So we get a lot of those like funky things. So like we have like really cool shaped items or shiny. Okay, so I do like shiny things. So I tend to be like, oh wow, look at that cool like diamond shape whatever thing. So
Yeah.
yeah, we have interesting, it's hard to explain exactly what it is, but they're like typically metal-based, plastic, or wood-based materials that we get the
Okay,
questions.
so lots of like artistic, almost sculpture-esque kind of
Yeah,
displays.
we get those. We also get a lot of like museum exhibit stuff. Once I remember we got like tons of sheets of recycled plastic that actually was recycled from like plastics in the ocean.
Oh,
So
wow.
like we get a lot of really cool stuff like that that has great story behind it. And also people will donate like old furniture. Like we got our old radio from like the 1940s once from someone. So we get a lot of really interesting things for sure.
That is so cool. Okay. I kind of wanted to pull on if there was a mission statement or a goal that you're trying to achieve with this firm and the work that you guys do with these upcycled designs.
Yeah, I'd say our mission is to essentially shift the mindset of local businesses and industries who traditionally see scrap or offcuts as waste. So we're trying to shift that mindset in a sense where we encourage these organizations to think of alternative solutions rather than having it go in the landfill, and kind of like create a collaborative sense of fabrication, where like I really love working with businesses where they are throwing out something, but they also need something. So I'm like, hey, what if we use your scraps or your offcuts and transform it into this such and such thing that you need? So finding solutions, but in a like collaborative sense is also like one of our missions.
It sounds like a satisfying exchange. I know that in today's landscape, we're learning so much more about the effects of climate change and consumerism and overconsumption. A lot of people are changing their spending habits. Is this something that you relate with, and how do you grapple with that?
Yeah, spending habits, it's interesting because I find certain target markets have different approaches in terms of like where they spend their resources. So we typically cater to other businesses, and businesses especially are looking to change the way they approach environmental initiatives. Definitely residential clients as well are looking to kind of like do better in terms of their consumption, but I find especially small, medium-sized enterprises are really tackling like, okay, we can do better, let's reduce our emissions. And to be honest, because of the fact that like this is starting to grow and evolve, like the passion and the desire to do better in terms of environmental sense, the amount of resources they're willing to contribute is actually expanding. So I'm actually finding it's quite a great space to be in. People are hopeful, people are feeling good about it. And honestly, in a sense of residential spending as well, we have seen like an uptake and like there's been a lot more donations lately. People really are trying to change their waste generation levels. But there are definitely some people who are recognizing great quality made product, which we provide, is actually sustainable in the long run. Like buying something that's really well handcrafted, well made, is going to last you like a lifetime compared to like something from, big box store that's blue and yellow that is typically made of like chipboard or something like that. It's not going to last as long. So, yeah.
Right. Okay. And so you guys are making these long-lasting and unique pieces. Do you have any favorites? I know we just talked about the materials that you like to use, but as far as the pieces that you've put out there.
Personally, for me, I really love the unique types of projects that we build. So we build projects that are really classic, well-made, beautiful, gorgeous furniture. In fact, we're working on a solid maple line right now for furniture rental company Lululounge. But aside from like the beautiful modern furniture, I actually love like the stuff that's really hard to do. Like someone comes in and they're like, oh, we need a 7-foot-tall Easter egg. Or we need a fake building front that looks like Santa's village. Like I really love that stuff. It's definitely a lot harder to do, but just like I don't know, I love that side. Like theater sets, conference display booths, like trade show booths. I love all that kind of fun stuff.
And how long does a typical project take you? I know it varies, but.
Yeah, definitely. So like we have some projects that are kind of like signage projects. They last anywhere between like 2 days to 4 days, but then we also have projects where we're creating like this furniture line. It's actually going to take like a couple months. So it depends honestly on the project for sure.
And I'm just curious, do you know what you're gonna do, or have you done something with that old radio? Like, what did you end up doing with that?
Yeah, so actually it's funny because we got an old radio twice. It was a different style, different size radio, but the first radio was turned into a wine rack. And then the second radio, it's funny because it was turned into basically a radio. But the old radio function didn't work, so we put in like a Bluetooth speaker radio product. So
Keeping it modern.
yeah, exactly.
I want to pull it back to like a more personal level, because talking about climate change and like this mission is so needed, but like the burnout is real for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So what inspires you to keep going?
Oh, yeah, that's actually something I definitely, like, I'm sure many entrepreneurs in the city deal with. Basically, what keeps me going is actually the community. And I'm especially thinking about a couple of people I work with. There's a lot of really supportive clients, really supportive fans of like what we're doing, and sometimes they'll just reach out over social media or even just by phone, and they'll just say like, what you're doing is really amazing. And then of course like opportunities where we get to talk about what we do and we're being noticed in the community, like those types of opportunities where like people want to hear the story, like that is exactly something that keeps me going too.
And it's also like kind of a strong network.
Yeah.
Your team is also like a lot of graduates with varying skills that they bring to the table. So can you tell
Yeah.
me a little bit more about the team too?
The team is so creative. Basically, they come from a lot of different backgrounds. In general, it's like furniture design and furniture making. But there's so many other like underlying skills. Like there's creative art program, there's like craft, just like so much music, art, like so many different creative things like playing in to their skill levels. And yeah, I find, I don't know. I don't even know how to answer that because they have so many things that they can do. I'm just like thinking of so many things that they're talented at. But yeah, it's a
Yeah.
really cool team.
I mean, definitely important to have creativity because you guys work
Yeah.
with so many different projects and materials and ideas. You've also like the team has spoken at like environmental panels and expos too. So you're not limited to working on projects. You're going out and you're spreading this kind of awareness. Can you tell me why that's like important to you guys?
Yeah, to spread the awareness is like ultimately the thing that's driving like the growth of Reform. So we spend a lot of like we being like mostly me, I go to these events as much as I can because I'm finding that when I tell the story and when I connect with other organizations to kind of really explain like our process, you can almost see this light bulb go off and like, oh yeah, like we have this stuff that you can use. And honestly, it's so tricky sometimes to explain what I do without being in person. Because in person, I can bring like a portfolio. And even going to these types of conferences or chatting with other organizations, like on a public level, it really goes to show like that we mean business. Like we're here because we want to make a difference. And just, I think the passion is really obvious when I'm like talking about it and they're like, okay, we want to work with this person. So yeah, absolutely, telling our story as much as we can is super important to just having people join us.
Gotcha. And I'm like running to the end of my questions here, but for Saturday, April 20th, this eco market coming up, is there anything else that you would like people to know about it or about Reform?
Yeah, so in a sense of the eco market, there's so many activities going on. So we're collecting materials that are not being used anymore or considered scrap. So Reform is collecting like household lumber or construction materials that you're not using. And then we're also collecting hazardous waste that the city of Ottawa is collecting because we're collect it so that we can bring it to the hazardous waste depot the day after. There's also bicycle maintenance workshops going on. There's like kids' scavenger hunt activities in terms of coloring. There's even some really cool like free bins where people can come by and pick some stuff up in a circular economy sense where like they'll take it, use it, and then like, I don't know, maybe recycle it again one day kind of thing. So yeah, there's lots of different initiatives going on. Absolutely encourage people to go on to the Facebook event page or the Eventbrite page, and that will have information about the event and all the things that are going on. For Reform, honestly, we just are so excited to see the community come together and come to this event and just like be excited about environmental initiatives. We aren't necessarily having like a huge setup, but like I said, we are liquidating like some of the materials that have been around for a while, and they're really cool materials, so don't miss it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for taking the time with me today.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was really great.